CRTV's afternoon edition presented by Mankaa Ambi. First, the main points. The remains of former minister and member of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, David Abue Maichoi, have been coffined at the morgue of the Yaounde General Hospital in the presence of the representative of the head of state, Peter Mafani Musonge. The funeral convoy will leave for Kikini, Bafia, Mbam and Enugu division of the Centre region later today for a wake tonight and burial tomorrow. The role of bilingualism in national development has been spotlighted as the education community in Cameroon gather to end week-long activities for national bilingualism. Celebrations in Yaounde are being chaired by the Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Nalova Lyonga. And in sports, the first day match of the Guinness Women's Super League has ended at the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja with Aitambong of Nkambe beating Vision Foot by 2-1. Louvre's Minprof is currently taking on Amazon FAP. This story sent more right ahead, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Colette Journey. Former minister and member of the National Commission on Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, David Abue Maichoi, has begun his final journey to eternity. An official funeral ceremony decreed by the President of the Republic took place this morning at the Yaounde General Hospital mortuary. Amongst the mourners was the personal representative of President Paul Biya, the President of the National Commission for the Promotion of Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, Peter Mafani Musonge, amongst other top government officials. Cameroon's Prime Minister Joseph Diongute has met with Shabam Chuduri, the World Bank's Director of Fragility, Conflict and Violence, today in Yaounde. Mr. Chuduri is in Cameroon to present the World Bank strategy for supporting countries affected by violence and insecurity with the goal of addressing development concerns. This meeting comes at a critical time as fragility, conflict and violence pose significant development challenges threatening efforts to end extreme poverty. Curtains have been drawn to close activities for National Bilingualism Week. A ceremony to mark this event took place today under the auspices of the Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Nalova Lyonga, at the Yaounde Congress Hall. This year's theme, The Driving Force of Long Life Learning for Greater School Achievements, Responsible Citizenship and Social Cohesion for Peaceful and Prosperous Cameroon, highlights the role of bilingualism in national development and calls for daily learning of the French and English language. The ceremony to present New Year wishes to the General Manager of National Institute of Statistics has concluded the national or the annual conference of the NIS, with the General Manager reiterating the importance of the institution in collection of data for accurate information. The event had as theme the development of prospects of the Cameroonian economy in the light of climate change, statistical issues and challenges. Cameroon's need to strengthen its water and energy distribution network to ease access to the basic necessities for populations, the Minister of Water and Resources and Energy, Gaston Elundo Esomba, was speaking earlier today at the opening of an annual conference for the staff of the Central and Devolved Services of his ministry. The annual conference is unfolding on the theme Water and Energy, Issues and Challenges in Margin Production, Transportation and Distribution. Out of Cameroon, the International Criminal Court has vowed to continue its judicial work after U.S. President Donald Trump signed an order to impose sanctions on its staff. The ICC said it stands firmly by its personnel and the other seeks to harm its independent and impartial work. And sports, Aitambong of Kambe have beaten Vision Foot by 2-1 in the first day 10 match of the Guinness Women's Super League programmed at the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja. At the moment, Love Minprof is taking off Amazon FAP. The last match pits the league leader FC Bulova against Authentic Ladies. Over the Bampelepe Stadium, Kaiman Field will play against AS Awa as from 3:30 p.m. That ends the bulletin with Kolejani. CIO TV's afternoon edition continues with Manka Ambi.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CIO TV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CIO TV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
An official funeral ceremony decreed by the head of state for the late former minister and member of the National Commission on Bilingualism and Multiculturalism, David Aboim Achoe, has begun with coffining of his mortal remains at the mortuary of the Yaoundé General Hospital. The head of state was represented by Peter Mafani Musonge, amongst other personalities at the mortuary. We shall come back to this important news item in the course of this newscast. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, has held discussions with the World Bank's Director of Fragility, Conflict and Violence today in Yaoundé. Shubham Shajuri is in Cameroon to present the bank's strategy geared at supporting client states which are facing violence and insecurity deal with these issues in order to better address development concerns. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam reports.
The portfolio of the World Bank in Cameroon is about $4 billion and targets development initiatives in different domains. Aware of the dangers which insecurity can pose to development efforts in client countries, the World Bank has been actively developing an initiative to support countries facing insecurity. The discussions between the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, and the World Bank delegation focused on the bank's approach to insecurity in client states. Shubham Shaduri, Director of Fragility, Conflict and Violence at the World Bank.
Over the last 10 years, but especially the last five, there's a real recognition that one of the main risks to the World Bank helping our member countries make progress on development is the challenges of insecurity, conflict and violence. So our board, our shareholders, have asked that the World Bank figure out how to better support our member countries that are dealing with this challenge. So in my new role, I'm visiting many of the countries that are like Nigeria, like Cameroon, that are dealing with problems of insecurity and violence to have conversations about what can we do to better help and make progress on development outcomes.
The two parties shared opinions about strategies which could help create a conducive atmosphere for development even in conflict zones. Shubham Shaduri, Director of Fragility, Conflict and Violence at the World Bank.
His Excellency, Mr. Prime Minister, kind of recognized this, talked a bit about what the government's thinking was about how, you know, by providing access to economic opportunities, whether it's through roads or jobs, basically, to help catalyze private investment. Also about services, education, healthcare, that's one of the ways in which one can bring communities that are suffering from insecurity and violence more back into create more peaceful conditions for development.
The World Bank Director of Fragility was accompanied to the audience by Sheikh Fantamadi Kante, the bank's country director for Cameroon. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Naloma Lyunga, says fluent speaking of intellectual French and English is a vital tool for unity, strength, and national development. She was speaking while presiding over the closing ceremony of National Bilingualism Week at the Yaoundé Conference Center, celebrated under the theme Bilingualism, the Driving Force of Lifelong Learning for Greater School Achievement, Responsible Citizenship, and Social Cohesion for a Peaceful and Prosperous Cameroon. FOC Babatunde.
This year's theme underscores the role of English and French in fostering academic success, responsible citizenship, and national cohesion. The Ministry of Secondary Education continues to promote bilingual education at all levels, ensuring its practical application in classrooms, government services, amongst others. The ceremony was marked by a debate, poetry, traditional dances, and music performance by Cameroonian musician and retired teacher Antiklo, which emphasized the need for bilingualism. To go by Professor Nalova, bilingualism is more than a policy. It is a tool for integration, peace, and prosperity, which ensures that Cameroonian students are well prepared for opportunities both at home and abroad. She urged all stakeholders to embrace and promote bilingualism, recognizing it as a source of national pride, unity, and strength.
FOC Babatunde reporting. The closing ceremony of the National Week of Bilingualism in Abongbang East Region was presided over by the Secretary of State at the Ministry of Basic Education, Dr. Asheri Kilo. During the ceremony, students and pupils expressed their mastery of the two official languages through sketches and recitations. Let's now listen to the Secretary of State for Basic Education, Dr. Asheri Kilo, who sizes up the status of bilingualism in the country. She spoke to Celestine Sumbele.
Abongbang is a good example of what should be happening in our country in terms of teaching bilingualism to our pupils. You saw yourself the number of pupils that earned prizes for their perfection in bilingualism. And I was particularly impressed that among the laureates of the prizes, a majority of them were young pupils, girls, who are doing very well. I also want to congratulate the teachers who are teaching them that they should not relent, because we all have listened to the head of state, His Excellency President Paul Biya, who insists that bilingualism is a vector of cohesion, is a vector of living together. It is a format for unity. And so we want to encourage all Cameroonians to pick up the example of Abongbang and continue to make sure that every Cameroonian who is living in Abongbang feels comfortable to speak either French or English.
The Secretary of State for Basic Education, Dr. Asheri Kilo, talking to the CRTV. Less than 4 days to the celebration of the Youth Day, preparatory activities have reached fever pitch in schools in the North Region, with much past rehearsals to ensure a successful celebration. School officials have mobilized some students for the upcoming February 11 parade, amongst other extracurricular activities. Maimuna Njia tells us more from CRTV North Ingaro.
Students in the North Region are already immersed in the Youth Day Parade. Rehearsals are intensifying around school premises. The prevailing atmosphere is loose. Classes have been interrupted for some pupils. Every attention is on match past rehearsals and football matches. At Government Bilingual Technical High School, Garua, the coordinator of Youth Day activities, Gabrielle Sobdibe, says 60 male and female students have been chosen to take part in the match past. It should be noted that students in examination classes have not been involved in the Youth Day activities in order for them to catch up with their lessons. And out of school settings, Youth Day activities are gathering steam, with conferences organized here and there, with the latest being the Youth versus Administration Forum, chaired by the Secretary General at the North Governor's Office to raise awareness on existing job offers and ways of countering the perennial challenges of unemployment and high costs of living. From the North Regional Station in Garua, Maimuna Joya for CRTV News.
Staff of the National Institute of Statistics have been enjoined to fully participate in the upcoming presidential election by providing accurate data to actors of the electoral process in the country. The Director General of the NIS, Joseph Tedu, was speaking at the end of a two-day forum of the institution in Yaoundé, where the Director General exchanged New Year wishes with his collaborators. Gunheri tells us more in the following report.
The Forum of Officials of Central and Devolved Services of the National Institute of Statistics was to examine in depth the challenges and opportunities related to statistical production in the context of climate change and its impact on the Cameroonian economy. It provided the staff of the Institute with the necessary tools to strengthen the capacities of the National Statistical Information System and to respond to growing demands for environmental and climate data. Closing the two-day forum, marked by the exchange of best wishes for 2025, the Director General of the National Institute of Statistics, Joseph Tedu, opined that climate change represents one of the major challenges facing humanity today, with repercussions on the African continent. Cameroon, like many developing countries, is confronting the growing environmental challenges that significantly impact its economic and social development. The Institute will fully participate in the presidential and regional elections this year by providing data to stakeholders in the electoral process in the country.
Go Henry reporting. Statistics play a crucial role in shaping national policies, guiding economic decisions, and improving governance. But beyond numbers and graphs, how does this data impact everyday life? Kelly Eben attempts an answer in the following report.
At the heart of any well-governed nation lies a foundation of reliable and updated data. From population growth to economic planning, statistics provide a roadmap for decision-making. The National Institute of Statistics is responsible for collecting and analyzing data that helps shape the country's future. Statistical data serves as the backbone of planning, enabling the government to allocate resources, effectively track economic progress, and develop policies that meet citizens' needs. Beyond government use, statistics also impact businesses and social programs. Accurate data helps investors understand market trends, assist health officials in planning public health interventions, and guide infrastructure projects to meet growing urban demands. As Cameroon moves towards greater economic growth and modernization, the role of statistics remains indispensable. With improved data collection and analysis, policymakers can make better decisions, reduce inefficiencies, and ensure sustainable development.
The relevance of statistical data in good governance cannot be overemphasized, as it guides policymakers to take informed decisions, allocate resources effectively, and assess the impact of already existing policies. Details with Karen Kubo.
Good governance can be described as the effective, transparent, and accountable management of public resources and decision-making in a way that serves the interests of the people. A characteristic of good governance would be a system that ensures fairness, the rule of law, participation, and responsiveness to citizens' needs. For these to be achieved, data-driven policies would be needed to help governments address societal needs effectively. For instance, the population statistics of an area would typically guide authorities in formulating urban planning and infrastructure development projects. Data is also essential in ensuring efficient allocation of state resources, monitoring and evaluating government programs, supporting economic growth and development, as well as strengthening law enforcement and security. For a government to ensure its progress towards global objectives like the Sustainable Development Goals, or in Cameroon's case, the 2020-2030 National Development Strategy, would succeed better with clear data analysis of areas of interest. Statistical data, therefore, is indispensable in evidence-based governance.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Plans are afoot to improve the distribution and transmission of water and energy in Cameroon. Stakeholders from both subsectors are brainstorming on effective strategies to carry through with the plan, which focuses on leveraging production, transportation, and distribution of water and electricity this year. Belinda Shu reports that high population pressure and inadequate water and energy facilities are the causes of the mismatch in the production, transportation, and distribution segments of the basic necessities.
In 2024, Cameroon's water and energy subsectors witnessed significant improvement, with the completion of the Yaoundé Drinking Water Project and the almost complete Nashtigal Hydropower Project, whose current production capacity stands at 360 of the targeted 420 megawatts. Yet, with an acceptable production level of these utilities, their supply remains limited as a result of a relatively high population growth rate and inadequate distribution and transport infrastructures. For the record, 77% of households with access to water are highly concentrated in Yaoundé and Douala, while 60% of households having access to electricity are found in urban settings. To quick fix access to water and energy so that Cameroon reaches the 90% target set by the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals 2030, the Cameroon government, through the Ministry of Water Resources and Energy, plans to carry out a vast campaign to improve the distribution and transport networks of the basic amenities. The workable plan in 2025 is to replace 40% of defective traditional wooden poles with concrete poles, which are known to have long-term benefits and resilience. The Minister of Water Resources and Energy, Gaston Elundu Isumba, says there's dire need for a proper lifeline technique to develop adequate water and energy distribution and transport infrastructures. The overall goal is to match water and energy production with adequate distribution and transport facilities.
Belinda Shaw. And from Yaoundé, we go over to the Southwest region, where stakeholders in the public contracts sector have been trained on how to navigate the Cameroon online e-procurement system collapse to effectively carry out the entire public contracts procedure online, streamlining the contract award processes. The three-day workshop in Buea has set the stage for the commencement of the digitalization of public contracts in the region. Humbu Suzy Monjoa.
The public contracts award procedure is gradually shifting to an online process. Key players in the Southwest region are aligning with this innovation through a three-day training workshop. These participants will be at the forefront of overseeing and facilitating the digitalization of public contracts award procedures. Cathy Alfred is the Southwest Regional Delegate of Public Contracts.
By 2027, all the procedures of public contracts will be done entirely online, so nobody should be left behind. For this year, it's only some pilot structures that have been put in place to be able to work online.
For the participants, this training is essential.
From the project owner to the tenders board to companies and contractors, the process has been well explained here, and I think it will be very useful in awarding of contracts from this year.
It's going to help us a lot, especially in meeting up with our deadlines and proper execution of our public contracts within the Limbetu municipality.
The foundation is therefore laid for improving transparency in public procurement in the Southwest region. Humbo Suzy Monjoa, CLTV News, Buea.
And from the Southwest region to the South, the oil production company Camvet, which carries out operations in Kampo in the South region of Cameroon, has met with its local partners to discuss the implementation of their social plan of action towards the population. The meeting, which was chaired by Nuhu Bello, the senior divisional officer for the Ocean Division, resulted in the establishment of a task force to monitor the implementation of specific projects. All participants concurred that Camvet must enhance its efforts to create job opportunities for young people in Kampo. Bruno Ndonwe Fumwe.
Camve, one of the leading palm oil production companies in Cameroon, has met with the local population of Kampo in the South region, the grounds of the operations, for the third workshop for the evaluation of the execution of their plan of action benefiting local partners. The senior divisional officer of the Ocean Division, Nuhu Bello, presiding over the works commended Kamve for the numerous developmental projects executed in Kampo and hopes that the meeting with local partners will bring forth more implementation of the corporation's social development plan.
Kamve should put in place good condition of life of populations through the multiple actions.
The Director General of Kamve, Mahmoud Mutada, agreed relations with the local partners is healthy and wants to do more in terms of development for the local people.
Since we have started working in Kampo, we have created about 800 jobs. We have improved the infrastructures.
The population, while acknowledging the development strides of Kamve towards them, say they wish the corporation does more in terms of youth employment and communication. After 2 days of calm and serene deliberations, Kamve and the local partners came to a consensus on projects to be executed. Nuhu Bello is Senior Division Officer of the Ocean's Vision.
They have accepted to put in place a framework of work during 2025. Kamve accept to put in place a revolving fund to finance projects for youth.
Mahmoud Mutada is Director General of Kamve.
We have understood that they want to see us more often. We have worked on the annual plan. We improve it.
With a vision of producing 180,000 tons of palm oil annually, Kamve is working on improving the import substitution policy of Cameroon while combating deficit and ensuring youth employment in Kampo and seeing to the social needs of the community. Bruno Ndonyi from CRTV, Kwibi.
In sports, day 9 matches of the Elite 2 football championship are programmed tomorrow in Yaoundé, Chang and Bamenda. Bafmen United and Isosa of Limbe will at the Bambili University Stadium in Bamenda clash for the top spot in the table. Harrison Ashutiko.
Day 9 of Pool A in the Elite 2 football championship this weekend promises to be exciting, with teams battling each other to improve their positions in the ranking. At the Fikafut Technical Center in Oja, Fit Place Tekase will face Union Sportive of Abomba, who are in the seed position. Just 1 point separates the two teams. After the encounter, ISFAP will aim to unseat Edingspor of Lekki from the third spot. At the Sinajes Stadium in Chang, two clubs at the bottom of the table, Fuvu of Baham and Jiko of Banjun, will clash. Meanwhile, at the Bambili University Stadium in Bamenda, pool leaders Isosa of Limbe and Bafmen United of Menchum will battle for the top spots. Eglo Royal of the Menwa is on standby.
And some Elite One football teams in Cameroon continue to fight for supremacy and others against relegation this weekend, with day 11 matches of the top tier league programmed. Ben Collins Newberry War with the full fixtures and stakes of day 11 matches.
After a win and a draw in the last two matches, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda, who are currently last in the league standings, will travel to Yaoundé on Monday, hoping to stun Canon Sportif and keep their dreams of escaping the relegation zone alive. While it's going to be a battle for survival for the Yellow Submarines of Bamenda, Canon Sportif, fourth in the league table with 17 points, will be fighting to win and stay closer to the top spot. The top spot that is currently occupied by Colombe Sportif of the Jah and Lobo, who will face struggling Ice Fortuna Mfu on Sunday at their next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé. There will be no room for mistakes for the Sagmalima side, who are topping the table with 21 points, 1 point ahead of Gazelle FA and 2 points ahead of Coton Sport, both from Garoua. Coton Sport and Gazelle will clash at their next of the Rumdi Ahidjo Stadium in Garoua, and the winner will take a comfortable position at the top of the standings. Other matches will include Dinamo Football Club of Douala versus Pantin Sportif of Dindé at the Bonamosadi Stadium, PWD of Bamenda against 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé at the Young Francis Arena, Victoria United of Limbe will welcome Bambutus of Bouda at the Centenary Stadium, Stade Renard of Milan versus Union Sportif of Douala in the Littoral Derby at the Milan Municipal Stadium.
Ben Collins, New Iberia War. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Rose Coco.
Bon après-midi.
Nécrologie, David Abouem Achoy, en route pour l'éternité, les obsèques officielles du membre de la Commission nationale pour la promotion du bilinguisme et du multiculturalisme et ancien secrétaire général à la présidence, décidé par le chef de l'État, ont démarré ce vendredi. La mise en bière a eu lieu cette mi-journée à la morgue de l'hôpital général de Yaoundé. C'était en présence de plusieurs membres du gouvernement et d'un parterre de personnalités. Le président de la République, Paul Biya, était représenté par Peter Mafani Moussongue, président de la Commission nationale pour la promotion du bilinguisme et du multiculturalisme. Les défis liés à l'accès des populations à l'eau potable, à l'électricité, aux produits pétroliers et au gaz naturel, au centre de la conférence annuelle des responsables des services centraux et déconcentrés du ministère de l'eau et de l'énergie. Réunis au palais des congrès de Yaoundé, les participants cherchent à identifier des solutions pour améliorer le transport et la distribution des maillons essentiels qui peinent à suivre le rythme de la production. Les travaux sont présidés par Gaston Elundou Essomba, ministre de l'eau et de l'énergie. Produire des données statistiques fiables pour éclairer les décisions politiques et mesurer les progrès accomplis dans le système national statistique, c'est l'objectif fixé par les responsables de l'Institut national de la statistique réunis à Yaoundé dans le cadre de leur conférence annuelle. Le thème des travaux, perspectives de développement de l'économie camerounaise à l'aune des changements climatiques, engage les responsables de l'INS à jouer un rôle décisif dans la production et la coordination des statistiques environnementales. La cérémonie de clôture des activités de la Semaine nationale du bilinguisme lancée le 3 février dernier vient de s'achever au Palais des congrès de Yaoundé sous la présidence du professeur Nalo Balyonga, ministre des enseignements secondaires. Occasion pour les élèves et enseignants de montrer leur maîtrise des deux langues officielles, le français et l'anglais. En sport, football, Guinée Super League, les matchs de la 10e journée se disputent ce vendredi au centre technique de la FECAFOOT ici à Yaoundé. Leader FC Ebolova affronte en ce moment Authentic Ladies, tandis qu'à Douala, AS Awa joue contre Caïman Fille. Suite et fin demain samedi avec le derby de la Lekié. Lekié Football Fille sera opposé à Éclair de Sa et Cyclone FC Adja Sport. Mesdames, Messieurs, c'est tout pour le condensé des nouvelles. Merci d'avoir suivi. Merci d'écouter la CERTV.